Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Okay. Oh my goodness.
Oh my Christ almighty, guys.
Hi guys.
Yeah, hot off the press here.
Hot off the press. You better tell them, Angelos.
Your mate, Dominic Raab, he's resigned. He's just resigned.
Oh my God.
I know it was weighing heavily on his conscience whether or not to resign, but I think in the end his hand was pushed by the fact that he's a twat. The fact that he's a bully and a bit of an arsehole. So I think his hand was forced in that sense, you know?
And all the major news wires have got it.
All of them.
Daily Star, The Telegraph, and we, BBC, NBC, CBC, CBBC, have been given... The actual, he's come through the wires.
Have you got his resignation letter there?
You want to start off with it? He sent it to me last night,
the proofread thing.
Just to okay it sort of thing.
Yeah, just weirdly, it was written on the back of a bloody envelope, which I thought was unprofessional. And he says, Dear Angelos, forgive the fact that I've written this on the back of an envelope here. It won't be like that on the day, but... I'm a bit pissed, and I thought I'd scribble out some thoughts about my resignation, which is going to happen tomorrow, he says.
This is his problem all over. Go on. Yeah, you wonder why he had to go, didn't
I? Yeah, no, he's shoddy.
Yeah.
He goes, so I'm going to say this, he says, all right, he says, I may have pinched some people in the commons.
Yeah.
All right, he says, I may have stabbed a few people with my compass and tried to grab hold of their balls under the table while they're talking. But that is not bullying, he says. That is having a laugh. And if you people had a bit more sense of bloody humour, you would see it for what it was and don't take it so personal. I called people names. All right. I took their dinner money off them.
Yeah.
All right. I nicked their strawberry milkshake at the bus shop and chucked it at the window.
Yeah,
but these are all funny things. The trouble with the Commons, he says, no one's got a bloody sense of humour no more. When it was Margaret Thatcher and Michael Heseltine, they find all that stuff really funny.
Yeah.
And I've had a letter here from Heseltine. He says, Heseltine here, he says, if Raab sends you a little note saying I used to find bullying funny, bollocks, he says.
Yeah.
So that's just an aside. He says, anyway, I'm glad to see the back of this place because I had much more fun when I worked at Burger King where people can actually have a laugh. And that's all in capital letters.
That's
Get lost, he says, Raab. And I says to him, I said, that's really good. I said, that's very good. Yeah. Knowing that if that gets onto the press and all that, then they'll just tear it to bits, you know?
Well, of course, what happens is now is the official one is nothing like that.
It's been written by the civil servants.
It's been written by the civil servant. And what comes out is this, from the desk of His Royal High, then that's crossed out, don't know why, from the Right Honourable Dominic Raab.
Yeah.
Earlier today, I spoke to Sunaki,
yeah,
and I said that I was going to resign. Okay, I've been a bit of a twat to some people. I thought I was having a laugh, and Anne Widdecombe described me as a right fucking laugh, in quotation marks.
Yeah, well, there you go. That's all you need to know.
Okay, I done a wedgie on Barry after question time.
Yeah,
and all right, I nicked his dinner money. Okay. However, I would like to say that I was just having a laugh. And if you don't like it, meet me at the park where we can have a fight. Tell all of year five that I will meet you there, you know, and all this.
Yeah.
That's a bully. I'm going to give you
a bully,
pasty.
But the bullies always think that they are slightly above everyone else.
Oh, yeah.
Because no one else can see their point of view. You see, they don't take into account other people. And that's what's happened with Rob. He's an absolute twat. And I hope that's the end of him.
I hope that's the end of him.
I hope he gets, like, he has to go and work in a tyre incineration factory. That's what I hope he has to do.
Oh, wouldn't that be good? But you know what he's going to do, right? He's already applied to Kingdom of Sweets.
I know. He showed me his application form.
Go on. What's he got? A personal statement and all
got
that.
A personal statement at the bottom here, because it's just, if there's anything else you can tell us about yourself that will help us decide whether you're right for the Kingdom of Sweets, then please write in this box, right?
Yeah.
He says, am I right for the Kingdom of Sweets? His question mark. Do you think are you actually seriously asking me that question?
Oh, God.
I have been a politician for like ages, and all right, I was kicked out because they said I was bullying, but I wasn't. I got a really good sense of humour. I was having a laugh. And I think people like you down at the Kingdom of Sweets will appreciate the fact that I can actually have a laugh. Because I went to one in Oxford Street the other day and everyone was really po-faced and I cracked a few jokes and nobody laughed. So I think I should be there, like handing out a pick and mix, because I think, that's the qualities that I've got.
Yeah, that's
right. If you don't pick me, then you're an idiot. So, frankly, if he gets that job, I'm not going there again.
He he's ill-suited to all this.
Ill-suited to anything, really.
Do you remember that time when he was working as one of the elves at Selfridges, when they're doing the ghost?
A few years ago,
So you would expect someone to be employed who's jolly, you know. Okay, he called it being funny. It wasn't funny at all. He said, oh, come on, I've got a sense of humour. So all the mums come up. They go, can you take my little kid, you know, to see Father Christmas? He'd go, yeah, all right. And he'd get the woman, just push her on the floor, you know.
He doesn't give a shit.
You know, the manager come down from Selfridges. Oh, come on then. And they go, look, this is not going to... Oh, fuck off. I've got a sense of humour. He's got... You know, that poor old man is...
Well, I worked with him in the grotto as an elf
that's it.
As well, right?
That's it.
And I was Santa Claus and he was the elf, right? And I'm in there with the kids and all the parents and all that and going ho, ho, ho and all this, that stuff, right?
Yeah.
And Rob is next to me as an elf, right? And this is like parents come in and they're quite posh people because it's Selfridges, you know?
Yeah, that's it.
Money in there and they're all done up in Gucci and all that. Anyway, this child sits on my knee and a parent, very nice, well-to-do, well-put-together lady.
Yeah.
You just hear this. I says, Elf, can you get this little girl a nice present, please, like for Christmas?
That's
and it. he goes, yeah, all right. He says, how about this? All right. And he goes, like that. All right. He lets out this enormous guff. Right?
Oh, yeah, disgusting.
That's disgusting. And I says, excuse me. I says, this is Christmas. We don't fart at Christmas. He goes, it wasn't me that farted. He says,
it's the Labour Party.
The Labour Party.
It's a softie.
I says, it's not the Labour Party that's farted in here, right? He says, no, all right, it's not them. He says, it's you, Father Christmas. You've farted in here.
Oh, God.
I said, I haven't farted in here. He says, it is you that's farted, he says. That is the smell that you let off when you fart.
Oh, it was horrible. What, the kid
I says, it isn't me that farted. And I get up, I say, excuse me, little girl. Yeah. And I'll go for him, right? He goes, there you go.
Yeah.
And he got me sacked, right? And I'm being chucked out of the place going, he farted in the grotto.
He farted in the grotto.
I was chucking me out the door.
I felt sorry for that poor old man. He's a poor old actor. He gets that job every year and he's trying to stay in character. Ho, 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 I never farted, he's going, it was the elf. And he was going, oh, fuck off. You know, and all, oh, ho, ho, don't do a fart in the grotto, elf. Ah, bollocks, he's going.
Bollocks to it.
Bollocks anyway, to it. Do you remember that time he was in there and you get all them rich parents and the kids have queued up for hours. And he went, oi, hold up. I've got a present for little one. He got down there with them nylon tights he had on. And he lit one of his farts. Do you remember in the grotto?
It's disgusting. Yeah,
it's disgusting. Yeah. And the Father Christmas.
There's no explaining it away.
No. Lighten up. I was having a laugh, you know.
It wasn't me neither. It was the Labour Party, maybe.
The Labour Party farted in the grotto. It was so soft he lit his own fart. It was horrible.
I think he's gone mad. I think he's gone barking mad.
He's gone mad, Dominic Raab. He's robbed me up the wrong way.
Robbed me up the wrong way. Against me at the tube. Now, on June the 14th, you like this sort of thing.
High-level political debate.
We're doing a live show. On June the 14th at the Museum of Comedy.
It's in London. Now, for you London. Cheapskates who won't buy it and won't invest in Patreon, you might have to beg to get down there, thumb a lift all the way from wherever the hell you live.
But it's in London, and we're going to do one. If it goes all right, we might do another one somewhere else. But please come and see us do it. We can do it without you, but we prefer to do it with you.
If it goes badly, we'll never mention it again.
But at least you've been there to witness the terror.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've done it before.
It's always gone very well. Everyone's had a good time. You know,
see how you go. But where did they get the tickets then?
Oh, well, they go to www.themuseumofcomedy.com.
Yeah,
and you'll find it there.
Everything done for you. Come on, you can look it up, can't you?
I'll add tickets in some sort of link somewhere. You'll be able to
All right, come on, use your loaf.
Use your loaf. You want it, you need to find it.
Yes. All right, well, look, until next time. Next week, I'll be bound.
Yeah, next week. Yeah,
have a lovely weekend.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right, darling.
Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pile-ups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.